Mantan supermodel Kathy Ireland kini bukan hanya dikenal sebagai model pakaian renang yang pernah tampil di sampul majalah Sports Illustrated sebanyak 3 kali. Sejak ia meluncurkan perusahaan Kathy Ireland Worldwide yang menjual mulai dari pakaian, perhiasan, sampai peralatan rumah tangga, kini Kathy tercatat dalam daftar majalah Forbes sebagai salah satu pengusaha perempuan terkaya di Amerika. How did she do it?
Trial by error, a lot of sweat equity, and learned a lot through mistakes. And something that I find discouraging, particularly when I meet women who are starting a business, is people give up too quickly. And I encourage rejection is one of my greatest gifts from that long ago modeling career.
Kathy mengatakan bahwa kunci sukses yang ia dapati sejak menjadi model adalah kegagalan. Dan dari situlah ia bisa mempelajari berbagai kesalahan yang pernah ia alami.
Yes, absolutely. We learn so much. I don't want to make the same mistake twice, but learning each time, powerful lessons.
I see. Nah, rupanya waktu Kathy kecil, kabarnya ia sudah belajar kerja keras sebagai tukang antar koran. Was that true?
I did. I was 11 years old, and as I became old enough for that responsibility, my dad showed me an ad which read, newspaper carrier wanted. Are you the boy for the job? Not the boy for the job. I'm the girl. I can do it just as well as any boy. And Dad always taught me, give 110%. Mm-hmm. If the customer expects the paper on the driveway, you put it on the front porch. That was the foundation of my learning to under-promise, over-deliver, and that skill has come in handy.
Wah, kelihatan banget ya betapa gigihnya Kathy bekerja jauh sebelum ia menjadi seorang supermodel. Namun menurutnya, ini semua tidak lepas dari sejumlah mentor yang dianggap Kathy sebagai sosok panutan dalam hidupnya.
I have some incredible mentors in my life, and I believe in having mentors. You don't have to know them. Julie Campbell, founder of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, I was with her last night. She continues to consult on our design team. Brilliant. Elizabeth Taylor, my mom and dad, and through the Blumkin family of Nebraska Furniture Mart, I have the privilege of meeting Mr. Warren Buffett, who is genius.
Kathy juga menegaskan bahwa untuk sukses, seorang pengusaha bukan saja harus punya semangat untuk menjalankan usahanya, namun juga harus yakin bahwa ia akan berhasil.
I think it's why it's so critically important that we have a passion for our work, for what we're doing, and we have conviction for it. I encourage people of every age, figure out what your values are, have conviction, put boundaries in place to protect them, because they will be challenged. But when you face that tough rejection, it's not going to deter you or stop you. If you really believe what you have is going to serve someone and it's going to bring a solution and make people's day better, you're willing to fight for it.
Demikian informasi seputar Kathy Ireland dalam VOA Celebrity Update langsung dari Washington, D.C. The Voice of America.